Seriously, this is the best use of your time? Get help. In the meantime, back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
Kyle, you totally screwed us over.
Why did I screw you over?
You go out and you buy the Rice Krispie Peeps, and then you eat them all.
Yeah, I shared some with Brandon in the phone screener.
Wow. And I see. Had I known that it was supposed to be used for on-air purposes, I would have been like, no. Let's hold off and taste this on air.
Obviously, right? The whole idea is to give our thoughts.
Wouldn't you know that?
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway? I mean, duh.
There was maybe some confusion because you said hold off for a holiday pile, and I wasn't sure which holiday pile, and then we did one, I think, yesterday or the day before, and then we didn't touch on Peeps, and I was like, oh, I guess we're not eating the Peeps. I might as well just crack into this one.
This is what we call commitment to the craft.
Yeah, no. Okay, here's how moving forward this would go. Okay, I'm at the store. Oh, we talked about this. Not sure when we're doing it. You know what? I'm going to get it. I'm going to come in. I'm going to say, hey, Rob, I got these in my office. Did you want to try them now, or do we want to wait till later for the show? What's up? And then you find out then. Easy breezy.
Right, yeah. Right, because you know, as Brandon knows, Kyle's learning when he leads the show. You might go into a segment like the holiday pile where you actually do plan on, oh, we're going to get to the Peeps thing. You don't get to it because of timing.
Yes.
Because, you know, things. So that doesn't mean that what was said previously that we'll do it during
but
the holiday
But you first
pile.
And foremost check with the leader.
So
and you say, I got these. Yeah. What do I do with them? Do I keep them? It's an honest mistake. It's just like.
I held the other half. I had like this balance. I'm like, well, I really want to try these ones. So I'm going to crack into them now, but I'll save the other ones for just in case. And after Easter, then I'll eat them if we don't touch on it.
Yeah. I'm taking away the honest mistake. I'm also taking away most of the nice things I said in our meeting yesterday, Kyle.
That's fine. I kind of figured.
Most of us can't. Well, Brandon, you got to try it, so can you? I guess you get to speak for the team on the Rice Krispie Peeps.
They just taste like a peep with a hint of the Rice Krispie treat, but it's not good because it needs the Rice Krispie treat inside of it to be good.
Yeah, so you're not missing anything.
No. Then it's all okay.
Yeah.
The lack of entertainment is fine.
Because my tastes are identical to Rob and Dawn's.
Now, Brandon, did you try the Mike and Ike Pops?
Yeah, those are terrible.
Okay, so now which flavor did you pick?
I picked them all. I took a bite of each one.
Okay.
I couldn't finish them because they're just that awful. So I just took a bite out of their butts, and they're all bad.
Do you like Mike and Ike's?
I'm more of a hot tamale guy.
Yeah, see this. I think
tamales are so good.
This is part of the challenge. Is and that's all Mike and Ike's are. Is they're the non cinnamon version, right, and the flavored version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike and Ike's are like, man, I would bet the last time I had Mike and Ike's, I was probably at a bowling alley as a teenager, and I got them out of a vending machine.
Damn,
they're just not something I would ever choose. And so that's part of the challenge in me trying to figure out my like of the Mike and Ike Peep Pops.
Now, at that time, when you were that young, the Mike and Ikes were right next to a pack of cigarettes, right?
Yes.
In the vending machine?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
cool.
God, the good old days.
And I would sell the cigarettes to some other kid and then pocket the money.
Businessman.
No, I'm getting them for my mom.
I do agree with Dawn, who grew up poor and hating Peeps. For a variety of reasons, including her memory of the quality of Peeps and stuff. I mean, the Peeps remain extraordinarily soft.
They are so soft. These last couple times that Peeps have been brought in, these are not the Peeps that I knew of ever.
No.
I think the preservatives have gotten a lot better since the 1920s.
They're so soft and fluffy and fresh.
And so what I did with Mike and Ike's is I went with my two favorite flavors in general. I did strawberry and I did lemon. And in both cases, I was like, I don't need this.
They're gross.
Yeah, I don't need. It didn't land.
Rob heard when I opened the package and I smelled them each individually. I don't think I gave it a fair shot because they smelled like feet, bad feet.
Oh,
not like you just showered and your feet are all good.
Well,
like,
I think there's
just was a bad foot smell, and then I only took a teeny taste off of each ones, and I don't know if that's like good enough, right? Like, do you really got to take a big bite of this to get the flavor?
There's also certain foods that, because we eat with all of our senses, there's certain foods maybe you shouldn't be smelling before you eat them, and Peeps might be on that list. Maybe we don't need to, you know, lead with the foot smell. Eric wrote in and said, Rob, this is really your fault. You left food with the person with the biggest appetite and least self-control. What did you expect to happen? You're right. In the end, I have to fall on the grenade. I should have said when Kyle showed me the Rice Krispie Peeps, I should have said, I'll take those and we'll pull them out when it's time. I didn't do that. My bad.
And in all fairness, that description now could be Rob. So that's not fair.
The description of the person with the biggest appetite and least self-control as I continue to potentially balloon up with all of my eating since my sobriety, which we'll have a better idea of. Well, you'll know on Monday. I'll know on Friday after it's 3 weeks to the day since I saw my doctor last.
What's even terrible about this story is that the peeps weren't even that good, and I still ate the entire box, minus the three that I shared with Brandon and the phone screener.
You really liked the texture.
A lot of emailers wrote in with the observation of, Kyle, if they were that bad, why did you eat all of them and not save them for the show?
Because they're good in coffee, and they substitute marshmallows like hot chocolate.
So there you go. Oh, man. Worst taste test ever on Rad Radio. Whatever. It's time to
test your brain. Where he's having sex with them. It's
a trivia game. That's not weird. Rad
pressure cooker. Okay, balloon boy.
We got a pair of tickets to see Chevelle at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno on April 23rd. Caller 18 is a member of the Kyle Army. It's another Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob, anybody, and Don.
Good morning.
Here's how this works. Your timer begins when I finish reading the first question, which is true false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then you got to get four more to win. Pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say strawberry and then you say lemon, I have to take strawberry as your answer. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Oh, so polite.
We don't know that. We do not know that he's polite. It is nice to say.
I am not.
There it is.
At least you admit it. For all we know, he is currently wearing a steel-toed work boot and kicking a baby in the crotch. Okay? Nothing polite about that.
While wearing the skin of his mother.
The baby's mother or his own mother?
You pick.
Oh, my God.
Maybe both.
Both.
At least you say
that a boy.
That's one of those split jerseys.
You are a Kyle.
At least you use polite terms while doing so.
All right, here we go, man. True or false? Chevelle will perform at Aftershock this year.
False.
How many total different vowels are in the word Chevelle?
One.
What actress has earned the name Half a Hate?
Pass.
Which national franchise has announced its new honey lemon pepper chicken wings?
Popeyes.
Joe Biden is America's second Catholic president. Who was first?
Pass.
In what year was the band Chevelle formed?
1998.
All right. As long as we start the question before the buzzer, we wait for the answer. That was six questions.
You only need five.
All right. Let's see how he did. True or false, Chevelle will perform at Aftershock this year. He said that is false. They were there in 2012, 2019, and 2022. Brendan, did you like Chevelle?
Not that good live.
Yeah, I didn't
But
think so.
The thing That's is, with festival shows, you don't necessarily get to see the band in their full... their full potential. Most bands, like good bands, can pull it off, like playing festivals versus like theaters or auditoriums or anything like that. But Chevelle, a three-piece band at the festival, it might have been an off day, just did not impress me much.
The important part of the next question was the wording and the listening. How many total different vowels are in the word Chevelle? He said one. There's three E's, but that's it. That's the one vowel. That's how many different vowels are in C-H-E-V-E-L-L-E. He passed on the question, what actress has earned the nickname Half a Hate?
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yes. Anne Hathaway. Yeah, that makes sense.
In the April edition of Vanity Fair, she talks about how she missed out on roles due to the negativity surrounding her because people were not giving her roles because of her toxic identity, which came from two places. One, social media, which in general was about how annoying she is, et cetera, and how entitled she is. Also, though, all of the anecdotal stories of her being one of those people that walks into restaurants and says, do you know who I am? Get me a table. But also, actors and actresses hated working with her. I don't know if it's still true or not, but they said she was a See You Next Tuesday. Very well known. Which national franchise has announced its new honey lemon pepper chicken wings? He said Popeyes. They already have on their wing roster honey barbecue wings, roasted garlic parmesan, signature hot wings, ghost pepper, and sweet and spicy wings. And now for a limited time on the app first, and then the rest of us can have it through the Popeyes app through the end of the month. The new honey lemon pepper wings are available, and then on Monday, nationwide, they'll be available in restaurants. They are described as juicy, marinated, perfectly crispy chicken wings packed with a sweet and tangy flavor and the right touch of heat from the black pepper. Of course, what else are they going to say? Yeah. We made a terrible product, and we're now shoving it down your
These
throat.
These are garbage, but please come and buy them.
You might like it.
He passed on the question of which Joe Biden is America's second Catholic president. Who was first?
Hello, JFK, the very first.
Hi.
I don't know.
There had been no Catholic president before that. Like, they almost didn't think he'd get elected because he was Catholic.
All true. Not really necessary at this time to be mentioned, but
listen,
all true.
I'm a recovering Catholic, and that was offensive, all right? Like, hello, who wouldn't want to be Catholic is how we felt.
And now Joe Biden is just offensive as Joe Biden.
Yes.
And he doesn't know why.
He doesn't know he's Catholic. In what year was the band Chevelle formed? He said 1998.
97?
2000.
96.
95.
Oh, so close.
In Grays Lake, Illinois, Chevelle came together. Remember, they're the nepotism band. They're all related. Brothers, all right. Brother-in-laws, all of that. In the end, he got three right. Three more chances at Chevelle tickets tomorrow morning at 7, 8, and 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.